Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm not going to lie to you folks. It's nice to finally get back home and get into a groove. It was a rough 7 days between the Shrine Bowl and the Senior Bowl, but nonetheless, a lot of crazy weather to get back to the state of Ohio. And today's guest is also a native of Ohio, up there on the lake and mentor. It's none other than the John Carroll standout quarterback, Jake Floria. He was also down at the Dream Bowl. And we know for any young man with a career path towards the next level, any all-star invite is a priceless commodity. He began his collegiate career in the Ivy League at the University of Pennsylvania, pit stop in Toledo, and a couple years at John Carroll, where he was a 2021 honorable mention in the conference. With that said, Jake, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you, my friend?
Thank you so much for having me. It's a good day, you know, nice and snowy here in Northeast Ohio, but no, the sun's out, so that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we can't complain too much. At least the sun is in the sky, and it's shining down on these inches and inches and feet of snow that we've had accumulated over the last couple of weeks. So let's get into this. Usually, and I don't know if this is the case, same for you, usually quarterbacks or quarterbacks on the time that they touch a football, do you fall under that same umbrella, or did it take some time before you became the guy under center?
No, I was immediately the guy starting back in, I think, second grade, and really played quarterback my whole time going through. There's been a couple stops where, you know, as the backup guy, I've gotten moved over to, hey, we're going to throw a receiver and you're going to throw a trick play here and threw a touchdown or two that way. But, yeah, it's been quarterback the whole time.
Nice. So I'm going to ask you this. Were you always the better athlete? I mean, Jake Floria to the left, touchdown. Jake Floria to the right, touchdown during Pop Warner Pee Wee days?
yeah, that's, you know, when you're a little Pop Warner, you know, you're not throwing the ball a whole lot. So it was a lot of quarterback runs, and, you know, I've tried to carry that all the way through. And, you know, I had some success running the ball throughout my college career as well.
Yeah, and you definitely had you and like we even when we first started talking about, you know, you mentioned that dual threat ability, and this kind of resonates in your game even at the collegiate level as you prepare for this next level. I'm curious, so you've had a couple stops, Ivy League, Toledo, John Carroll. What was your college experience like? And with that said, can you believe it's come and gone, and now you're at the next step in this journey of possibly playing professional football?
Yeah, so not the traditional experience like you stated. I started at Penn, you know, really wasn't the right fit for me. I didn't like the school or the atmosphere a whole lot. Just wasn't the right spot for me. Wanted to go somewhere bigger, went to Toledo. They kind of had their guy picked out already. The guy I sat behind is actually the second string quarterback for the Titans right now. So was leaving there, had, you know, a couple scholarship opportunities that I was going to take at some 1AA schools. Without knowing all the NCAA rules, that kind of got shut down. Ended up at John Carroll, which I absolutely loved. Was an awesome experience for me, and you know, was a starter here for 2.5, 3 years, whatever you want to count the mini COVID season as. But you know, really loved it here and excelled in an offense. And you know, I think it kind of made me the best version of myself.
I agree with that statement. And how fun was it being just close to home?
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge difference just from Penn, where, you know, you're eight and a half hours away, to being a 30-minute drive from home is awesome. I've got two younger siblings that for the most of the time I was in college, they were, you know, going through middle school, high school. So being able to get back and watch all their games was huge to me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jake Floria, the standout quarterback from John Carroll here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available to listen and download at your leisure. Let's get into the Dream Bowl. What was that experience like? It's kind of the first opportunity, you know, to rub elbows, let these scouts know who you are, and you also had a great week. I mean, 5 for 8, 50 yards and a touch, 15-yard scramble. Those are fantastic numbers considering that you're probably only going to get a series of two. It definitely, definitely seems like you made the most of that opportunity.
Yeah, that was a really awesome experience for me. It got cut a little short. It was supposed to be about a 4 or 5 day weekend, and there was a huge snowstorm. So they had to move everything up, which was disappointing because, you know, I could have stayed down there and played football for endless amount of time. But it was awesome to, you know, meet the scouts, get measured, talk ball with everyone, and then, you know, really just be on the field with guys that were FBS guys, FCS guys. That was fun. But, yeah, like you said, I had, you know, just one legitimate drive. It went really well. It was about a 70-yard drive. We ended up scoring on a touchdown pass. And then my second drive, we were up big and just trying to run the clock out. So I think I had 3 or 4 handoffs. But, you know, like you said, I think I made the most of my opportunity, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, if you took that 5 for 8 for 4 quarters, dude, you're probably going, 25 for 35 with 302 and 3 touchdowns. So, I mean, I think those are fantastic
numbers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's that limited opportunity, but you make the most of it, and that's what you need to do is you're fighting to get to this next level. Now, I asked all the guys to come on the show. We throw you in the film room. You're with these NFL scouts. They're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you? What do you think is going to pop off the film where they're going to want a closer look at Jake Fleurier?
So I think the big thing for me is decision-making. You know, there's a couple games this past year where, you know, we threw the ball 25, 30, 35 times, and I only had 4 to 6 incompletions. And, you know, I really, really pride myself on being a playmaker myself, but also getting the ball out to the playmakers on the outside and letting them do a lot of the work. So I think, you know, when you mix the accuracy and decision-making and then a little bit of athleticism in there, that, you know, the sky's the limit. I think that's something that they would notice.
Excellent. And what goes unnoticed? Could have been this offensive scheme that you ran. You couldn't showcase certain skills. You could be a team captain, a weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. What do these scouts need to know about you that can help you fall in their good graces as we count down the days to this 2022 NFL draft?
Yeah, so I was a 2-time team captain. I really think I was pretty much the whole time I was at John Carroll a leader on the team. You know, I think I started that by getting in there and trying to be, you know, the first guy there, the last guy out, kind of the hardest worker in the room. And then, you know, like you said, our offense, John Carroll is known for being blue collar, a run first team. So, you know, we really ran the ball 65% of the time. And I think we still did pretty well in the passing game and put up good numbers when we were trying to really focus on running the ball. We still excelled in the pass game as well.
Excellent. Way to establish that. What's your favorite throw?
I would have to say, you know, some form of 4-verts, something along the outside, whether it's
okay,
a guy converting to a comeback or the go ball, you know, two very likable throws in my book.
Wonderful. How are you in the huddle? I mean, what's it like? 3rd and 8, it's a big game. You need to rally the troops. I mean, kind of take us through the demeanor and the attitude that you're going to give off to your teammates in there.
Yeah, so first of all, like you said, the huddle, you know, a lot of teams don't do that anymore, but we kind of were in and out of the huddle. So I've got some experience in the huddle with the guys calling plays, which is good. But, you know, my big thing with them is, hey, like, we got this. I need everyone to relax. Like, look at me. We're fine. I'm always the guy that's trying to lighten the mood a little bit and make sure everyone's not so tense and uptight, but, you know, still keep them focused. So if everyone can get relaxed and just focus on the job at hand, I think we'll always be pretty successful.
Once again, Jake Fleurier here on this T2P, break it down what this young man brings to the next level. I'm curious for you. I ask, it doesn't matter what school you're coming from. I just think there's a point in your collegiate career where you really get the sense that this opportunity is on the horizon. When was that point for you? I mean, do the coaches say teams are coming in to check out tape? The coaches themselves, they say they see something special in you. Great games against great opponents. Jake, when does it really sink in that this is legit?
Yeah, so I'd always thought, you know, it was a possibility. Obviously, it was a dream of mine. But, you know, in the spring of in spring of 2021, after the fall season had been canceled, you know, we had some scouts come in and want to sit down and talk. And I got measured, took, like, the Wonderlic test, stuff like that. And I was like, all right, this might be a real possibility. And then I actually have a really good friend, Andy Isabella, who plays for the Cardinals. And I went out there mm-hmm. with him in the summer and worked out with those guys. And, you know, Kyler was there, a couple other guys were there. So just, you know, working out with those guys, seeing how I stack up, I felt really good about how I was doing out there and how I was comparing to some guys. So, you know, I was like, let's make this happen. I think this could be a real possibility.
Excellent. Wait, that's a great little story right there. I love it. Once that's a day, that's why we got questions. You're definitely giving the feedback. Wonderful. We're almost out of time. These shows go so quick. But before we let you go, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out, a few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. Now, you mentioned your siblings. Are you a competitive family? And who's the most competitive amongst the family members, and who usually prevails and is the most victorious?
Yeah, we're a super competitive family. I would have to probably give the nod to my brother, who's a wide receiver at Kent State. You know, I can't tell you how many times as little kids, me and him would be fist fighting in the front yard over a game of pickup football or basketball.
I love it. I got to ask this then. When's the last time mom or dad had to separate you guys because the competitiveness got out of control?
That's probably a little embarrassing, but it probably happened over Christmas break, if not this most recent summer.
Don't feel bad. Actually, it's another quarterback. When we had Jimmy Garoppolo down at the Senior Bowl, he said he's a native of the Chicago area, and they're big hockey fans. And they said it was either PlayStation or Xbox. When they got in the Xbox to play some Blackhawks hockey, there was hell to pay for within those games. So quarterbacks must be, you know, that competitive breed. How about this one? It could be any coach from any of the schools that you were at. What coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice, and you kind of look back at it now and kind of have a laugh?
I would probably have to say the most recent quarterback coach I had, Coach Baker. You know, there was just little things that he would explode about. And, one of the big things was our receivers and their splits. And so many guys would get it wrong, and you'd be watching film, and all of a sudden you'd see his stack of papers in his hands go flying in the air, and him run out screaming with his arms up about receiver splits.
That's great. Jake, the final one before we let you go this afternoon, this draft will be closing in on us very quickly. That said, who's the best cook in your family? And on draft weekend, when you await to find out where you're going to land, what would you like that person to have prepared?
It's actually my little sister. She is always cooking, always baking. You know, she can cook anything, but some of her desserts are incredible. So hopefully there's some good news, some stuff to celebrate, and, you know, a nice form of cookies or brownies that she makes would be awesome.
Wonderfully done. Jake, you were fabulous to get on. I can't wait to find out where you land when the dust settles after this draft process. With that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast.
Thank you. Once again, that is Jake Fleurier, the standout quarterback from John Carroll here on the C2P. Fabulous young man. And so excited to find out, you know, what direction this is going to take him. And you know, the one thing I really just follow him as we were preparing for the show is the process that he found a spot. And he mentioned, like, you know, the University of Pennsylvania just wasn't the right fit. And then he finally got the opportunity to blossom and really kind of showcase what he brings to the table. And don't underestimate the fact that he was down at the Dream Bowl. I mean, everybody gets excited about, you know, NFLPA, Shrine, but nonetheless, Senior Bowl. When you're at one of these all-star events, teams take notice, and it's a poker game. They're not going to show a lot of love. They're not going to come out and, you know, give you a hug and say you're the greatest player. They just might ask your name, walk away, and, you know, then they start doing the research. But nonetheless, very nice pulse around the show. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P. Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2022 Reese's Senior